Hey, welcome. This lesson is all about keeping long drum and bass arrangements engaging using Ableton Live. If you already make tight 8/16 bar DNB loops, this session will show you how to stretch those ideas into a living, rolling 5/8 minute arrangement without feeling repetitive. I'm going to walk you through structure, device chains, practical automation, resampling tricks, and a handful of coach-level habits that keep a listener locked in. Let's get into it. First, the big idea. Long arrangements fall flat when elements stay stag. Your job is to turn a loop into a journey. Think in blocks of 8 or 16 bars and plan concrete changes at each block. Use variation, contrast, automation, resampling, and returns to reshape the same material rather than constantly adding new sounds. That's how you get a cohesive but evolving track. What we'll build: a 5-7-minute skeleton that evolves every 8/16 bars. It includes layered drums and breaks, a two-layer bass mono sub and distorted mid growl, atmospheric textures and transitions, at least two impactful drops, and breakdown sections. You'll finish with a template of techniques you can reuse. Quick setup. Set tempo to 174 BPM and create a simple layout: drum group, breaks group, bass group, synth slash pad group, an FX slash resample audio track, and three returns: reverb, delay, and a distortion slash crunch return. Put a utility on the master so you can check mono and manage master gain quickly. Drums, foundation and variance. Build a drum rack with kick, snare, hat, shaker, a rolling percussion loop and one chopped amen or break slice and simpler. Route everything to a drum bus. On that bus, high pass non-kick content around 40-60 Hz with EQ8, a drum bus for weight and drive, then a glue compressor with gentle settings around 2:1, attack 10-30 ms to glue things together. After glue, add saturator for subtle color. Soft curve or analog clip settings work well. Create 3-4 pattern variants and consolidate each as a clip, a full loop for drops, a half-time or filtered snare variant for breakdowns, a chopped fill variant using beat repeat and manual transients, and a sparse kick and sub-only version. Label these clips clearly and place them into your arrangement so you can switch quickly. For breaks, put the break audio on its own track and warp in beats mode so transients stay tight. Use beat repeat for glitchy fills. Automate its interval and chance to make fills feel alive. Bass, two-layer approach. Keep a mono, pure sublayer, operator or wavetable set to a sine or sine plus triangle. Low pass everything above 250-400 Hz and lock width low so the sub is centered. For the mid growl, use wavetable or a processed sample or source with aggressive FM or morphing. Run that through auto filter, saturator, and an EQ boost between 200 and 800 Hz for bite. Sidechain the mid growl to the kick so it ducks on hits. A quick attack and medium release keeps mids juicy without pumping too hard. Map filter cutoff, wavetable position, distortion amount, and a few other key parameters to macros inside an instrument rack. Automate those macros to morph the bass tone between sections. That's more musical than replacing the whole patch. Arrangement structure. Think in blocks. Aim for a major change at least every 8 bars and a micro variation every 2-4 bars. A practical timeline for roughly 6 minutes looks like this: 45 seconds intro with pads and minimal percussion, a build into the first drop at around 1:30, a full drop around 2:00, a breakdown and new build leading to a second heavier drop around 4:30, then a deconstructed outro. During each block, ask, what's different about the low, mid, and high? Limit yourself to 3 big changes per section, 1 per frequency band, to keep things intentional. Transitions and creative tricks. Use auto filter on groups and automate cutoff and resonance to turn a static loop into a breathy transition. For big risers, automate pre-delay on reverb and increase send levels so the riser blooms outward. Resampling is one of the most powerful tools. Record 8/16 bars of combined audio to a new track. Trim and slice it, then reverse or pitch shift slices to create new fills and textures. Use clip envelopes on that resample for micro movement like pitch and start position changes. Fills and tension techniques. Run a short beat repeat on ascend for one bar fill bursts, or create one-shot fills in a drum rack with reversed cymbals and pitch shifted snares. Don't underestimate silence. Drop drums for 1 or 2 bars with a long reverb tail to create anticipation. Also use clip automation, not just track automation. Automating transpose or grain delay per clip gives you many variants without cluttering your arrangement view. Mixing while arranging. Keep the low end consistent. High pass non-bass elements around 80-200 Hz and use spectrum analysis to avoid MUD. Create an energy macro across groups, map drum bus saturation, bass drive, and distortion return to one macro and automate it on the arrangement lane so you can raise the perceived impact for drops. Group level automation is your friend. Automating a drum group macro is cleaner than automating 10 separate tracks. Common mistakes to watch for. Don't add new elements just for the sake of change. Transform what you already have. Use ends for spatial effect so you don't wash out the low end. Don't automate everything at once. Pick 3 to 4 parameters per section to tell your story. Avoid letting the bass stay stack for minutes. Map a macro to its tone and move it every drop. Extra coach notes to level up. Think in scenes. Pick 3 emotional moments and map sonic changes to each. Limit big changes to 3 simultaneous moves so your decisions stay musical and clean. Use locators and color coding in arrangement and name every 8/16 bar block by roll so you don't get lost when editing deep. /B your chunks. If a transition isn't earning attention, either increase contrast or add negative space. Advanced validation ideas. This audio version is shortened for playback.